Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the Six Rings Canton Show is sponsored by U-Brake Wheel Fix. Ever run over a pothole so hard your steering wheel shakes? Are you constantly having to refill your tires because it's losing air? Chances are there's an issue with your wheels, and U-Brake Wheel Fix is your solution. U-Brake Wheel Fix is Miami's premier wheel repair and restoration company with over 20 years of experience. Located in North Miami, U-Brake Wheel Fix offers quick repairs for damaged wheels and will even offer you loaner wheels to keep your car on the road while they're repairing your damaged wheels. Maybe your wheels are looking weathered. Don't replace them. Refinish them with U-Brake Wheel Fix's in-house solutions, including power coating, machining, and polishing that will make your car look like new. Contact Mark and his staff at 305-748-0112 or on all socials at U-Brake Wheel Fix. And for a special offer for Five Reasons listeners, mention Five Reasons Sports and you'll get 5.5% off your next repair. That is 305-748-0112. Mention Five Reasons to get 5.5% off. Don't hesitate. Contact U-Brake Wheel Fix today.
You can tell this, but we don't show prep. So he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show. I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, it's the Six Ring Canes Show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz Blue Vision, DJ break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, we'll put a live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the Six Ring Champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad, the Six Ring Canes Show, the Six Ring Canes Show. The Six Rings Canes Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Canes Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Welcome back, everybody. Good evening.
It is Victory Monday over here on Six Rings Canes.
A lot more of those to come, but yes.
Yes, sir. We definitely got a lot to cover today. Some breaking news on the on positions that some players are moving to. Maybe some of you have not heard the news yet, so we'll talk about that really quick. We'll obviously talk a little bit about FAMU, and then look forward to Ball State this weekend as the Canes take on Ball State for the first time in football. Ball State is coming down. Saw that the last time that Ball State actually came to play in Florida was in the Boca Raton Bowl in 2016, and they beat FAU. So that's the last time they came to Florida. So they're coming in again to get their ass kicked next weekend, which is all going to be fun and exciting. But we got a lot more to cover about this team. We definitely have some questions I want to ask you all that I think that maybe we could start asking already. Week two, we've seen a little bit about a little bit from the team. We've seen potentially them play, you know, potentially a good team, right? The Florida Gators, obviously, they didn't show out. They didn't end up being very good. But still, a huge game. We saw how they performed, how they responded there. And then, of course, a game where you could have a letdown, always defending Division II national champions, bring in some good players. You saw what Miami was able to do this weekend, although there's some questions that I really want to get to. But before we get to all of that, I'm excited to announce we've got our first sponsor for the 2024 Hurricanes football season here on the Six Rings Canes. We want to give a shout out to You Break, Will Fix. So check this out. Have you ever run over a pothole so hard your steering wheel shakes? Are you constantly losing air in your tires that you need to keep adding air? Chances are there's an issue with your wheels, and You Break, Will Fix is your solution. You Break, Will Fix is Miami's premier wheel repair and restoration company. With over 20 years of experience and located right here in North Miami, You Break, Will Fix offers quick repairs for damaged wheels, and in most cases can offer a free loaner wheels to keep you on the road while repairing your damaged wheels. If your wheels are looking weathered and it's time to freshen up your car, don't replace, refinish. Their in-house wheel refinishing solutions, such as powder coating, machining, and polishing, will give your car the like new look it deserves. Make sure you contact Mark and his staff at 305-748-0112, or you can reach them on all their social media at You Break Wheel Fix. That's the letter U, Break Wheel, like an actual wheel, Fix, at You Break Wheel Fix. Mention 5 reasons and you'll get 5.5% off your next repair. Again, it's You Break Wheel Fix, powder coating and wheel repair. 305-748-0112. That's 305-748-0112. Located at 1848 Northeast 143rd Street in North Miami, Florida. It's real simple to get there. Obviously, just head east on Northeast 143rd Street, and it's the black building on your left. again, call Mark over there. 305. I mean, listen, I'm reading what they put here. Okay, guys, it's a black building on your left off of Northeast 18th Avenue and Northeast 143rd Street. All right? 305-748-0112. You Break, Wheel Fix. All right. I'm happy to get a sponsor back. It's been a while since I do a read, you know? Got to get the kinks out of there. But either way, man, hey, listen. So the Canes ended up beating FAMU 56-9. I think, some people may have thought that FAMU was going to give us a little bit more of a game because, as I mentioned earlier, right, defending Division II national champs. They've got, some pretty good players. I totally forgot that they had Quan Lee there. If anybody remembers Quan Lee, he was a Miami recruit, a Miami commit, ended up decommitting. It was a whole drama with him. Ended up, I think, going to UCF, right, Blue? Yep. To UCF. He might have played there a year. I think he might have gone somewhere else, and now he ends up at FAMU.
He was Rivers and Chance's teammate up at Oakleaf.
Oh, okay. There you go. So you've got a kid that is a highly touted wide receiver coming out the year that he came out. You also, obviously, everybody knows Daniel Richardson from Booker T down here, the local kid, really good quarterback in high school. and then who played some Division I ball and then transferred over to FAMU this year as well, along with none other than Thad Franklin. We all know who Thad Franklin was, starting tailback for FAMU as well. So you got some players there, some players on the opposite side of the ball. But look, at the end of the day, you noticed Miami was just too much for them. They were just too overpowering, too good of a football team. However, they did end up playing a little sloppy, right? We saw a little sloppiness from them in the second quarter, maybe at the end of the first quarter, going into the second quarter. You saw some sloppiness from them on both sides of the football, whether that's, a loss of focus, whether it's, them just kind of not taking the game too serious. You notice that I'm pretty sure Mario Cristobal had something to say in that locker room in the second half, before the second half started, to get them going again. And then, as everybody saw, Miami came out firing on all cylinders and really kind of took over that game and completely dominated and looked like a solid football team again. So definitely want to get to everybody on how they felt about this game against FAMU. We'll start with you, Vish. As I mentioned, sloppiness a little bit, but they got back on track. Defense played, obviously they played good football. The offense did their thing as well. Anything that kind of stood out to you in this game that you didn't like or maybe that you liked?
Yeah, nothing really that I didn't like other than if we have a situation where Cam Ward can't play for whatever reason, we're in deep trouble. That stood out to me. But other than that, I mean, you're not going to be on your A game every minute of every game. And I do like how the team came out focused and basically put the game away pretty much immediately. So if they're getting a little, losing a little focus in the second quarter, I don't really care. FAMU didn't score a touchdown, so I don't think anything was that bad. No turnovers, played a relatively clean game, not a lot of penalties. They were always going to win comfortably, but I thought came in with the right mentality of let's put this thing away immediately. No messing around. We've seen a lot of teams in the country this year messing around and find themselves in tight games that they shouldn't be in, Northern Illinois. Just to come in there and if you come out immediately and just put the game away, then that's really the goal when you're the better team, and they did that. I didn't really have any issues with anything.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Blue, what do you think? Why do you think they came out kind of sloppy in that second quarter? Do you think it was that they kind of knew they had this game in the bag, that they were going to be able to just roll right past FAMU, so they tried to do some different things? that kind of ended up to some sloppy play, some, you know, miscommunication. Because look at we saw a couple of explosive plays that FAMU had, right? One on a run with FAMU with Thad Franklin. One on that blown coverage by, I think it was Quan Lee who caught that ball too. I'm not 100% sure. But a couple blown plays, miscommunication, loss of focus there in the second quarter. Does that concern you, or do you think that that was just them, again, getting lazy against a team that they knew they were going to kind of blow out?
Yeah, it doesn't concern me. I think that's what you probably said. And certainly you take a look at basically a lot of teams when they play a lesser opponent. Sometimes they have a tendency, especially because Miami was sky high last week, you know, the whole game. And then they had to come down a little bit this week, and they'll come down further next week because FAMU would crush Ball State. They had 26 guys. They had 26 kids that played Division I last year. Colorado, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Alabama, they were all over the place. And Miami's just so superior that they never got it into any of the game. And, yeah, I think you lose focus sometimes when, you know, the prize has already been won. And, yeah, Miami's just, they're, like you said, in that's how you're supposed to beat teams. You know, I mean, lesser opponents, you're supposed to do that. None of this 14, 13, 19, 12 games. Not when you have that much talent. And, Miami took care of business. They'll take care of business, like that. If they get focused in every game, I don't care if it's a half or a quarter, they could put up a lot of points, and they got a lot of weapons, and they're getting an opportunity to see a lot of. I think they played 22 freshmen.
Wow,
that's a lot.
Great. Look, I think that I'm not too worried about it, DJ, but you got to admit that was. You know, that was interesting to see how they responded in the second half because of that sloppiness. You know, Mario got in their face and gave them an earful in that locker room and said, no. This is not the way we're going to play football here. I don't care who we're playing. First of all, we're going to respect our opponent, and then we're going to go out there and we're going to kick their ass. Bottom line, I don't care who it is. It probably went like that, but maybe a little more animated. you know, how do you like the way – again, FAMU, I get it. But as Blue just mentioned, right, you're talking about a ton of D1 guys from big programs throughout the country played on that team, and Miami just did whatever they wanted with them. How impressed are you by the reaction, the response in that second half from the Canes?
I really, you know, was impressed with the response because – when you go play some of the tougher games, you know, some of the closer conference games, the late season gritty games that can end up, you know, meaning a shot at the ACC title game or whatever, you're going to learn, you're going to need to learn how to close. And that's something that the program hasn't done well in recent years. So, you know, that response to just go out and completely dominate. Yes, it was a slow start to the first half. Yes, it wasn't what initially we all wanted to see, but that response and their ability to fight back and put the game away was a valuable lesson for not only, you know, Saturday, but also a good practice for hopefully, you know, bigger games to come.
I mean, I know you were excited from the minute that they started because the first touchdown was another tight end again.
Oh yeah. Oh right. Yeah. I was waving my tight end pom-poms. I was. I know.
We got that message from Mel in the chat, and I was like, oh boy. Oh boy. Danny must be getting and your boys took it to Deion Sanders this weekend also.
They did.
So,
they did.
You know, that's a double win for you. Wait, Boston College tore.
They did, yeah. It was
whoever they played also, right?
And my Patriots. So it was a good weekend for me.
Wow. There you go, man. Yeah. There you go. Boom. Hey, listen, Boston College looks pretty damn good. That kid, Thomas Castellano, Robichaud, that kid Bond, that wide receiver. They got some good players over there.
Yeah, they do.
They're going to get a big test next week against Missouri, though. Sixth in the country. Yeah. So.
That's going to be a tough game. But listen, you know, Boston College, I mean, those teams up there in the Northeast, they play that like that smash mouth style, and now they've got Castellanos, who's just
he's good.
I honestly think he's special, man. I think he's
I do too.
You know, he still has to develop a little bit with regards to his passing game, but you know it's getting better. I mean, we saw it last year We saw him with his legs, and those kind of guys always give teams like the Hurricanes fits. But you know, we were obviously able to neutralize them and get that W. Right. But still, I mean, you saw that they've done. And Bill O'Brien brings in a professional NFL style, you know, work ethic program, everything there, and I think that he might be the right. I mean, obviously he's a native too, so he might be the right fit for Boston College there to kind of make him competitive, which is nice to see.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that more competitive ACC teams really makes that conference look a lot better than I think a lot of people think. Look, there's some really good teams in this conference that people are not, they're not getting credit, right? Syracuse is a tough program, man. That's, you know, got a great quarterback. Yep. You know, Aronde Gadsden's kid is there. They've got some good good defensive players. That's, you know, that's a tough team right there. You've got, you know, NC State, although they got, you know, they got their asses handed to them by Tennessee. That's a strong, a tough program also. Boston College looks like they're playing all right. Virginia Tech, still a good team.
Georgia Tech, I mean.
Yeah, North Carolina was won twice. They beat a Big Ten team there in Minnesota. And
they're going with a backup quarterback because Max Johnson is out for the year. So,
and then they did find their new running back, the freshman from Chaminade, Devon Gause, Davion Gause.
That's right. And because Omari Hampton got hurt too, and they didn't skip a beat. So, look, a lot of good teams. I think they're underrated over at the ACC.
The Six Rick Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rick Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.